Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're posting up on Infowars.com, the CBS newscast. It's one of the few things that fell through the cracks. But I'm looking at Aaron Dykes out there right now. And get from Burmese the CBS clip about the FEMA camp, and then they go in there and the police throw them out. So we can get that up on Infowars.com right now. I've been begging to have that put up since yesterday. I'm not blaming anybody. Everybody's crazy busy. Elinoff, Jonathan Elinoff, We Are Change, with hundreds and hundreds of members now in Denver. Well, I'm going to be meeting in person and seeing out there, and I'm told he wants to set up a screening of one of my films while I'm out there. Kind of sounds fun. Sounds like torture in another way. I just want to cover the police state, but okay, now I'm having Freudian slips. I just get sick of going to events and being the grand poobah, frankly. I want to make films. I want to fight the New World Order. I'm worried about World War III, but it is great to come together, and I do actually love it, and show films. The point is, side issue, I'm just getting to where all I'm focused on is the New World Order and their terror attacks and how they're staging things. And it's kind of got me not even down. It's just got me where nothing matters anymore except my family and beating these bastards. I can't even enjoy cheese enchiladas last night. And I'm not even unhappy. It's more like it's hitting me more and more just how evil the leaders are, just how bad the New World Order is. It's satanic, man. I can't believe I'm living in a fruitcake land. I can't believe they get on TV and say Russia preemptively attacked Georgia out of a clear blue sky. That they lie. I mean, that is total tyranny. Of course they're stealing elections with the voting machines. Of course they're putting poison in the vaccines. I mean, folks, when you've got a government that'll get up there and lie and say that a country attacked another when they didn't, when it's 180 degrees from the truth, you've got a problem. We're going to come back from break and talk to Elinoff. I've gone off on a rant here. It just keeps hitting me. Bam, 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 right in the forehead. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's really worse than I even had assessed. People think I exaggerate and embellish and freak out and paint a bad picture. Folks, I can't paint how bad it is. There's no way to tell you how crazy it is, how evil it is, how nutty it is. I mean, our criminal government blew the daylights out of Russian forces in a preemptive attack and had Georgian troops at the UN base shoot and stab and kill their other peacekeepers for the invasion. I mean, that is dastardly. But we have a public that the elite hold in such absolute contempt that they tell you that Russia attacked them. And I know I just keep repeating that because the elite are going for broke. That's what freaks me out. I wish they'd slow down. I wish they'd back off. I mean, they got their control grid in place. They're doing all these bad things to us. They've got almost control over everything. You know, they're the elite. They own us. They do whatever they want to us. It isn't enough. Hey, let's start World War III. Hey, let's lie to everybody even more. Hey, let's bankrupt the dollar. Hey, let's have a 55% in 1 month increase in bankruptcies of homes and defaults and just everything falling apart and homeless people running around everywhere begging for money here in Austin and criminal gangs of government running around kidnapping people's kids for no reason, and just all of it. I mean, I want it to stop. I want off this ride. Because it's like a vortex, a Coriolis going down a toilet bowl. And I'm watching the whole country just go down. And I'm watching people swirl down into the sewer line of the New World Order, and I'm like, man, just stop. Stop the ride. Stop. Why? 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 Why do elites have to kill hundreds of millions? Why are they engaged in all these wars? Why do they do all this criminal stuff? And it's why did Jeffrey Dahmer kidnap and torture teenagers? Why did Ted Bundy kidnap and torture teenagers? Why did the Hillside Strangler do what he did? Why did Charlie Manson cut the baby out of the lady? Because they like it. They like it. Well, you know what? I don't like it. I know most of us don't like it. It's time to get mad. It's time to hate these people. It's time to discredit them. And it's time to just say no, 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 no.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline. Buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Jonathan Elinoff, give us a basic breakdown on what's happening in Denver, the different groups, the provocateurs, the media talking about cyanide attacks may happen, the little FEMA holding facility they've got, what you're planning there, and then get into this infiltration successfully carried out. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're at it again. I mean, we were trying to show everyone the tyrannical government oppression as usual. Me and three of my members went to the detention camp yesterday. The video's up on Loose Change blog right now. We were not welcomed at all. They did not want us anywhere near there. They didn't want us filming. Apparently it's supposed to be a secret facility, but screw that. We went and posted the address and all the info on it. And this thing is draconian. I mean, it's got a huge landing zone next to it, a big cement landing zone for helicopters. Where people can land and unload and load their cargoes and all that stuff. It's located between all these warehouses, right on the railroad tracks. And it's like something out of a movie. I mean, the facility looks like something like the internment camps for the Japanese or for Nazi Germany. Just, it's crazy. And it's a total trip. I guess political prisoners have always been around, but I mean, this is just, this is insanity at the very least. And, we walked up to it and the cop came out and he looked like he was ready to taser us. And, we're just trying to ask questions. He's like, get out of here. You guys get out of here. And he's waving his arms at us. And I mean, we're not even on their property and anything. So, we're trying to keep where we can be, safe. And so we ended up walking around and talking to some of the people in the area, and they said, yeah, the cops came by and told us all that some stuff's going to be going on. We're bringing in some phone lines, and they have this big air conditioner, and that's it. There's basically no restrooms, and it's this huge warehouse with 5-yard by 5-yard containment cages.
By the way, the feds have built these in every city. My 1999 film, Police State 2, The Takeover, shows how they have one of these here in Austin for the Austin Police Department that the feds paid for with the barbed wire, the Constantino wire inside the hangar. Same thing at Pier 57 out in New York City, where they put more than 2,000 people and ran buses in there to obviously make them sick. Just people defecating on the floor, chemicals all over the floor from where they parked buses for 60-something years. It was built in the 30s. That was in 2004. That's also in martial law 911. So we have been covering this. They build these all over. They use special events in cities to build these, but then they're upkept. And it's the same thing at this facility. I want to play the CBS News piece, which we do have up on Infowars.com as the top story. And then later we're going to play John and Elinoff's clip. I got to check it for cuss words with the cop. To let you see what's happening and going on. This is a CBS News crew, and we're playing this to analyze this piece. Here it is.
CBS 4 News has learned if mass arrests happen at the Democratic National Convention, those taken into custody will be jailed in a warehouse owned by the city of Denver.
Our investigator Rick Salinger discovered the location and got inside just today for an exclusive look. Protesters, Rick, not happy with the setup.
As you would imagine, Jim and Karen, they are not. This is a building filled with metal holding cells. We showed up at the facility unannounced today. The doors were wide open, and we managed to shoot for several minutes until a Denver sheriff's captain asked us to leave.
The newly created lockup is inside a warehouse on the northeast side of Denver. Inside are dozens of metal cages. They are made out of chain-link fence material and are topped by rolls of barbed wire. Our presence here was not authorized nor welcomed.
And this is a secure environment, a secured area, so we're concerned about how that's going to be utilized by people
Hit pause.
Who potentially are...
Yeah, in America... The press can't see the prisons. Those got to be secret because the American people are the enemy. Like when Delta Force has training ops of taking over our cities, foreign troops can be there, Czechoslovakian, Ukrainian, others, because they can be there to practice killing Americans. It's us, the enemy, that can't see that because the government is criminal. Back to the criminal government.
How that's going to be utilized by people who potentially are trying to be disruptive.
Let them go! Let them go!
In past conventions, mass arrests have taken place. With Denver's jails already overflowing, new space had to be created and officers trained.
Each of these fenced-in areas is about 5 yards by 5 yards. There's a lock on the door. How long those arrested will be kept here is not known.
A sign on the wall reads, "Warning, electric stun devices used in this facility." We showed our video to Adam Young and Zoe Williams, leaders of groups that plan to demonstrate during the convention.
Very bare bones and also very reminiscent of a political prisoner camp or a concentration camp.
I mean, that's how you treat cattle. And then you showed the thing where it said, you know, stun guns in use, and just changed the word gun for bolt. And, I mean, it's a meat processing plant.
The sheriff's department will not discuss the facility at this time.
But we want to make sure that we've got our game plan set. We want to make sure that the entire procedure is laid out. All the personnel know what they're supposed to do.
The plans were to keep this place a secret, at least for now.
The American Civil Liberties Union says it will ask the city of Denver how prisoners will get access to food and water.
Stop right there.
Telephones plus...
Stop right there. You see, the government, the local city has to keep it secret from you, the cattle, the slaves, with cattle prods. And that's what they do. I mean, we got the Denver cops on tape beating a guy, knocking his teeth out on the ground. He didn't even touch him. Just a guy on a bicycle because they wanted to beat him, and then they charged him with assault. I mean, you can hear him 15 feet away, just the head banging in the concrete. And that's it. Cattle prods, secret prisons. And the cop bumbling neurotically, obsessive compulsive about procedure, it's procedure, everything's procedure. We do it all according to the procedure. We have the video all up on Infowars.com right now. We're going to add Elinoff's video to that. And after I've screened it, we're going to play some of that audio later before this show ends. Elinoff, continue.
So, yeah, we basically we went down and checked out the facility in person just to see what the scoop was. And, you know, the one thing about it is Denver cops, you know, out of all the cops, there's a lot of corruption in the Denver city lately.
No.
Police force, just to say the least. And, you know, we were able to, I don't know if you saw, but we put in the video of the 9 News broadcast that two Denver cops who were undercover beat the crap out of a bicyclist.
Well, it wasn't beat the crap. They savagely tried to kill him. I mean, they're beating him for like 3-4 minutes, ramming his head. You hear it slamming like a hammer from at least 15 feet away with the camera person?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so those images are basically, you know, that's my worry of what's going to happen with the way Denver's going to deal with this stuff. You know, they're going to be rounding up innocent people. You know, these mass arrests, they never catch, first and foremost, they don't catch anybody who's causing trouble. Those people go down there, know what they're doing, and they're 9 times out of 10, they're a cop. That's first and foremost. Second thing is, they're just going to round up everybody and mass arrest them. So, you know, seeing this camp in person and actually, you know, visually experiencing it and watching it, you know, in its construction, it's just mind-boggling because I just don't understand how they're going to be able to fill all these cages and expect people to go with it. And apparently, our country just isn't waking up fast enough.
Well, the bigger issue is that it's secret. We have secret jails.
And then we saw them in New York in 2004 putting hoods over protesters' heads. So it's also, it's all mimicking and getting the federal training like it's Abu Ghraib. And this is how they hold him in Abu Ghraib, you see. And a lot of these guys have come back from the military. I mean, this is, the country's dead. It's over. It's a cesspit of rotting evil, period. They're training everyone that the citizens are bad, and you know there's going to be demon police out provocateuring, and don't roll your eyes and tell me you don't pose as protesters and try to start fights so you can attack little old ladies with billy clubs. I got it all on video. Go ahead, Elinoff.
Yeah, so, you know, that DNC, we're prepping for everything. We're prepping for mass arrests. We're prepping for, there's recently some Middle Eastern man found in a hotel from Canada. I don't know if you heard about this story. Cyanide. He had like a bottle of cyanide or something and said it's unrelated to terrorism. It's unrelated to the DNC, but
yeah, that means they caught one of their operatives. And remember, Richard Nixon wanted to bomb his own political conference back in the 70s that came out. And so, and that's Frontline. I mean, that's Frontline TV on PBS. It's come out in the Nixon tapes. Wanted to stage terror attacks. And let me tell you who the terrorists are. It's the people in uniform. It's the people above them. You want to look for terror attacks, and we will be there looking for the terrorists. We're going to be watching plainclothes military. We're going to be watching plainclothes Arabs, plainclothes Israelis. We know who carries out the attacks. We know who the terrorists are.
Exactly.
Elinoff, you take over for the next few minutes. My ISDN is being brought down. You take over. Okay. Take us into break. Reconnect.
Let's do it. So if you guys go to wearechangedcolorado.org, there's a link called DNC. You can go and read what We Are Changed Colorado is going to be doing for the DNC. We want massive presence. We need help. If you guys can send money, we've got banners. We've got our own park. We've got a parade permit. Everything's available on the site. We got flyers. We're going to be premiering Truth Rising to try to, you know, get the spirits up of all the protesters that are with us, the peaceful protesters. The other purpose of it is to kind of rile up the troops and get them ready for, you know, we just need some messages of encouragement while we're down there. There's a lot of people that are really freaked out. And, of course, we're
going to study
delegates.
Well, that's what this is for. I'm back. It's to intimidate people so they won't go. It's to scare people. If you go to protest, you get maced, you get beaten, you get put in a camp. That's what this is all about.
Exactly. So, you know, we got delegates, we got attendees. We want everyone at the DNC to be coming to see Truth Rising. We're going to be handing out flyers. We want everyone to know about our movement, how big it is, that we're not a joke, that we're legitimate. Tickets and everything are going to be for sale. They're already online at theorientaltheater.com. You can go to wearechangedcolorado.org, learn every single thing we're planning for the DNC. We need people to show up. We need help. We need the truthers to be right there with us.
All right, Jonathan Elinoff, We Are Changed Colorado, hundreds and hundreds of members, a real tribber. He's going to give you his website and a lot more on the other side. And I want to talk about this video. I've now watched it. with the cop yelling at him, "How dare you, you slave, try to come out to a secret camp? You're a slave!"
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now,
for the first time, Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply. 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply. Only from SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Family size still available at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
You have no more excuses.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
John Eldenoff's We Are Change, Colorado, confronting the secret FEMA camp operators. Just find a videotape of being screamed at. Is up on Infowars.com right now with the local CBS one as well. You know, I love how they politely walk over and the cops yell at them, but when they see a big news camera, they all grovel, but still say you got to leave. Hey, police, have you not figured out now that a small camera is just as powerful as a big one? In fact, it's usually more powerful because it's going on YouTube internationally, not just some local newscast. Okay, it's real simple. And I'm glad I'm going to Denver now, because I'm going to that camp, and I don't care if these bastards tase me, torture me, kill me. I'm an American. I support liberty and freedom, and your new world order is going to be defeated. You understand, you bastards. You're not taking us to FEMA camps. You're not having your way with us. We're going to save this country, you pieces of crap. Jonathan Elinoff, what was it like being screamed at in America for going to a warehouse facility? You're not even on its property, and they're yelling at you.
It's pretty twisted, man. I mean, look, this country's been going down the drain into a tyrannical nightmare for 10 years. I've been watching it the entire time. And just seeing these camps, you know, boils my blood, you know. The whole week of the DNC, I forgot to mention this, we're going to be streaming, by the way, live footage. Luke and I have set this up. So, you know, if people check this out, we're going to have cameras on that camp. We're going to have cameras at all the protests. We're going to have cameras on the DNC. So, you know, I'm ready for anything. I'm a peaceful person. I don't care if they arrest me. If they do, they'd be doing an American tragedy, because the reality of the fact is none of this is justified. It hasn't been justified. It's never been justified. I can't give you any examples in history where anything even close to this has been justified. I don't know what's going on with people out. Alex,
well, it wasn't justified to shoot protesters at Penn State. They don't want us doing it. This is the punishment. We're going to cattle prod you. We're going to tear gas you. We're going to microwave gun you. You don't protest. You let us destroy America. You let us attack Russia. Now shut up and be our slaves.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, this is pure tyrannical oppression. I mean, you know, I don't think any dictators actually expressed this much a much oppressive regime. I mean, nobody can compare to this. You know, I mean, China's bad. You know, I've seen some bad countries, but I don't think anything's as bad as what's going on in the States right now. And what's worse about it is we don't have people waking up to this. We need to get out there. We need to wake people up. You know, we're out there flying. We're out there waking people up. And, you know, every now and then we get people joining us, but we need masses. We need groves. We need waves of people. You know, going to their government, going to the, you know, hand, let them know. We know 9/11 was an inside job. We know if you don't uncover.
We know you're setting up a police state in the name of fighting terrorism. That's all aimed and directed at us. We know you call the American people terrorists in the NORTHCOM documents. We are the enemy. NORTHCOM has declared the American people are in a theater of operations. We are an enemy, to milk cow, to be sucked and bled and fondled by these pieces of filth. Period.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. Yeah, we're, I just can't even begin to express my frustration, Alex. I mean, this is just insanity. So, yeah, you know, and the thing is, you know, we're going to expose any corruption we can. You know, We Are Change Colorado has been doing a campaign.
You've made national news. You've made the Denver Post exposing groups that were planning to provocateur being funded by major foundations.
Absolutely. And we need to encourage and tell everyone to arm themselves with cameras. They need to know cameras protect you. Get a camera. They're cheap these days. You get an HD camera for under $100. Everyone needs to have them on them all the time. You never know when you're going to catch something.
And when you're in one of these really danger zones like the DNC FEMA camp drill, that's all it is, you need to stagger. Have your people spread out about 50 yards apart so that you can, if you see the cops come up and start accosting one of your people, don't go up. Step aside in the shadows. We're going to send them to prison. Let's see them commit crimes. Let's get them on tape. Let's defeat evil. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, we're ready to pursue these people legally, criminally. The two cops that beat up that bicyclist, you know, right now they said it's under investigation by the Denver police. They're not going to do anything. They haven't done anything. You know,
yeah, describe what happens there. This guy does nothing, and they literally try to murder him.
Yeah, he's riding by on his bike, and some undercover cop. You have to keep in mind, this is just a guy in regular clothes. He cusses at him and threatens him and says, "Hey, nice running the red light," and calls him some names and stuff. And apparently, just beats the crap out of him, jumps on him. Another undercover cop comes over. They start kicking him in the head and kneeing him and uppercutting him, throwing him on the ground. yelling, "We're cops, you piece of crap," and kicking them.
We're the kings! We're the gods! You're nothing! You exist to serve me, you scum! You exist for me! You exist for me to feed on, you piece of trash! They just take his head and just start ramming at the concrete going, "Oh, yes, I hate America. Oh, it's so good to kill America. Oh, it's so good."
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. The way they've always done before.
Jonathan Elinoff, We Are Change, Colorado. Jonathan, tell folks how long ago you started your We Are Change chapter to expose the New World Order 9/11, and how many members you've got.
We've been doing this for about just a little over a year. We got over 450 members right now. We have people up in Pueblo, we have people in Colorado Springs, Grand Junction that can't make it to our events. They're trying to start their own chapters now. They're very small in terms of their size, but you know, we're getting really big out here. The Loose Change events that we did for Burmis, Rowe, and Avery were a huge success. We had 1,600 people show up to those, and we actually just had Buddy Moore in the paper today, one of our We Are Change members. With big his big float of the two World Trade Center replicas that are actually going to be at our event, he was driving around Denver and what brought down Building 7, and you know, we've got a massive front here in Denver, and
it's simple. The terrorists are in control of the security apparatus. They staged the attacks so they could build camps, take our First Amendment, federalize police. We need to reach out to the good police and mayors and people. But overall, this is pure evil, and you guys are like white blood cells. We all are fighting the infection. Think about the magnitude of this. Think about how just We Are Change Denver's been in the Denver Post, a bunch of other papers, actively exposing provocateur groups that were planning to cause crises. I mean, we are there stopping it. I want to tell the Fed something. You know it. You monkeys claiming you're going to be there watching us, as you have, and we've been told that, to make sure we don't do something. Yeah, jackasses. We know, and you know who the real terrorists are. We're going to be there watching you. So don't release cyanide. Don't blow anything up, because there's a good chance there's going to be hundreds of 9/11 truthers. We are change people conservatively there. We need thousands of folks with video cameras watching you, terrorists, murderers. Anything else, Jonathan Elinoff?
We're going to be premiering the new We Are Change site as well that week. We got, again, we're going to be streaming. We need everyone to come out. We need as much help as we can. We need supplies. We need signs. We need banners. We're trying to really get this thing huge. We want a massive presence at the DNC. So if anyone knows anyone coming out here, send them our information. Go to wearechangecolorado.org. Information is right there for the DNC. We need help. We need people to be there with us.
Absolutely. It just makes me so mad to see them taking this country down and bringing us into total police state. Oh, my God. It's just, and folks, they want it to hurt the average people, to suck off of you. So when they grab your kids or grab your pension funds, you can't do anything. They'll just gun you down the street and do high fives and take steroids and drink whiskey. And I'm not putting up with it anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And neither is Jonathan Elinoff. Fire out the We Are Change website.
WeAreChangeColorado.org. They can get all our information right there.
All right. Well, I'm going to be getting in Sunday. And I know you guys have got some permits and things are going to be helping us out. And so you're really a big help to us, Jonathan. We hope to be a big help to you. And we just appreciate everything that you guys are doing. God bless you.
Right on. Take it easy.
Take care, buddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I know I got a lot of callers here, and I got some other news I want to cover. Did you ever get that Dr. Corsi from my radio show clip that the New York Times has got? Yeah, play the second clip from the New York Times, the one where they play the full audio without the guy making the clown noises in the background they put on the YouTube video. Go ahead and play the long clip now, and we'll just introduce the controversy that has erupted over this. Documents, a very easy read, very well done. Again, available at Infowars.com. In closing, Dr. Corsi, 9/11, you said you've been investigating it. You've been investigating it for over a year now. You say you're really starting to question...
Yeah.
The official story. This is a big deal because you're very respected in the conservative community out there, and of course, wider than that. Tell us why you smell a rat.
Well, I'm going to come out with a story I think is going to be earth-shaking, and that is from Stephen Jones, the physicist from BYU who's been dismissed. Well, he's now gotten samples of the World Trade Center dust, and he's done a spectrographic analysis of it and also analysis under electron microscopes. And he's demonstrated that the dust has formed these spheres, these iron spheres, together with aluminum and silicate spheres, that can only be formed under extremely high temperatures. And I know enough about the science to know he's right. The fire from jet fuel does not burn hot enough to produce the physical evidence that he's produced. Now, that means that the government's official explanation that the building collapse occurred from the weakening of the iron from the jet fuel fire, fine, but it does not explain why we have these spheres, microscopic spheres in the dust that indicate the temperatures were much higher than a jet fuel could ever have created. So when you've got science that the hypothesis doesn't explain evidence, then the hypothesis doesn't stand anymore. It doesn't mean there's a new hypothesis you validated. It just means the government's explanation of the jet fuel fire is not a sufficient explanation to explain the evidence of these spheres, these microscopic spheres that Stephen Jones has detected and proved exist within WTC dust. And
we also
been validated by the U.S. Geological Service.
Yes, with the sulfidation of the beams. We also have them cut in one-story and two-story neat little pieces with these 45-degree angle slices.
See, to me, Alex, what's so damaging here is that there's scientific evidence in the dust of the World Trade Center debris that could not be produced by the heat of the fire.
Yeah.
That the official explanation says is the cause.
What about the video from all the different newscasts, too, of this?
Got them all. All those things are going to be.
Those are
next steps. See, in attacking these things, first, scientifically, I say to the 9/11 Commission, what's your hypothesis? And they say, jet fuel fire caused the steel to melt. And I'm saying, well, okay, fine. Then I look at this dust, and I say, here's spheres in here. Now, these spheres, microscopic spheres, from molybdenum spheres, iron oxide spheres, they cannot be produced by a fire that burns at the temperature of jet fuel. So how did these get here? And there is no answer from the hypothesis from the official commission.
Yes,
all
right,
the hypothesis is wrong.
All right, Corsi, now it goes on, and it's up on prisonplanet.com in an article Paul Watson did, Obama fanatics slam author for questioning 9/11. Well, wait a minute. I thought George Bush was bad and everything. See, now the liberals are attacking because it's the establishment circling the wagons. Establishment phonies, New York Times attempt to stoke feigned controversy over Corsi's skepticism of official story, seemingly unaware that his doubts are shared by the majority of Americans. I'm going to read this article later, but I want to go to a caller, Rick in Iowa, who said he heard Corsi. Is he still there? He's been holding an hour. Good. I appreciate that, Rick. Who heard him on Liddy this morning, backpedaling reportedly. What I can confirm, and I can't confirm this, I mean, I believe Rick, was that Corsi said he's got to go on Fox and answer this today. Fox is reportedly already reporting on it. We know the New York Times has twice. We know yesterday and today. We know that a bunch of other publications and people are reporting on it, freaking out over it. But the good news is the New York Times leaked and linked to that audio so people can actually hear the evidence and the science. But they're trying to skewer his book now that I've scanned over. It's accurate info about Barack Obama. We don't have a dog in this fight. They're both bad. The point is we had him on as a guest because it's important and big news, and you can see now it's number one on the New York Times bestseller list, Obamanation. So I wanted to get this little piece of intel from Rick in Iowa, who said he heard him on the G-Man, G. Gordon Liddy's show today. So tell us about that, Rick.
Yeah, I was listening to the show, and he was going on about Jerome Corsi's book, and they had a caller that called in, and he made a comment, and then he makes the comment that G. Gordon Liddy know that Dr. Corsi was part of the 9/11 truth movement. And naturally, he said he didn't know that, and his producer said no, that he didn't know that. And Liddy had just gotten into one of those things where he'd made such a great reference to Jerome's book about how much research that he does. Well, then just a few minutes later, they went ahead and called him. And then I heard the call, and when he called in, he talked about being on your show. He talked about Stephen Jones. But he said that he was not part of the 9/11 truth movement and that he believed the 9/11 commission entirely, and that the 19 hijackers are the ones that pulled this off, and that's the way it was. And you could tell that he was definitely parsing his words very well. And if people want to listen, they podcast that show. It's radioamerica.org, and it would be in the second hour right towards the very end.
We need our great YouTube brigades, Enough Respect, Gatekeeper Invasion, just all the other great folks at the Alex Jones channel, which is not my channel. It's a great guy that does it. We need you to go get that Liddy clip and then play the clip you just heard us covering. It's up on, there's a link to the New York Times story and our prisonplanet.com story. You can find the unedited audio and then post it right after. And don't even make comments. Just say, it's up to you to make your mind up. And I'd put a link to then Stephen Jones's peer-reviewed paper. It's now peer-reviewed. That was about a year ago that, of course, he said that on the show.
Yeah, he said he talked about Stephen Jones. He said he wasn't quite 100% sure. And then he even had went on to say that he had written an article, but that article was never published. And so I don't know what happened.
Which is more news. He said he was going to write an article here. He wrote it then, if he said that. And WorldNet Daily wouldn't publish it.
He said it was never published, but he didn't say that they wouldn't publish it. He just said it was never published. And I just kind of thought, you know, this is kind of a little bit like backpedaling, but I understand there's a lot of pressure being put on the man. He's got a best-selling book out there. And I guess this initial attack came from Bill O'Reilly. He put him on his pinhead report for some of the things that he said.
Yeah, we're getting all sorts of calls about it being on Fox today and yesterday and the New York Times that broke it yesterday. And you ought to see the mindless comments on the New York Times comment section on the story. People ought to go into that story. There's links to it in the Obama Fanatic Slam author for questioning 9/11. We ought to all go in there right now and run an attack on them in the info war and with the truth and post InfoWars.com links, post links to Terror Storm, post links to Stephen Jones's presentations he's done when he first broke it a year ago in April here in Austin, a year and a half ago, and just totally hit him with the facts there at that New York Times story that's getting so much traffic right now. And people should also get our story, Obama Fanatic Slam Author for Questioning 9/11 Truth. Anything else you want to add there, Rick?
No, that's all I had to say, and keep up the good work.
What was the G-Man saying? My Corvette is upset. Crass commercial messages, hmm?
I mean, what was he saying whenever his idol Corsi was on?
He was just saying that he knew that that he definitely could not have been a part of that when he got that information. And, I mean, in kind of a way, you know, he first apologized for calling him up at such short notice. He was busy, and Dr. Corsi said that he always had time for the G-Man.
I will always have time for the G-Man.
Yeah, that's what he said. And I just thought, you know, this doesn't sound like the guy that I've heard on your show, on the Power Hour, on Dr. Stan Monteith's show, and several other, you know, of the what they would call the alternative radio stations.
All right, thank you. I can tell you that we talked to Corsi this morning, and he said that his publisher was going ape over this and that he's got a lot of heat over it and that he's not going to do the show at this time, that they had asked him not to do it. And so that's fine. And he knows where the big audience is. He knows where the active people are. And I'm sure he's a smart guy. He has pangs of guilt not fully joining the rebellion against tyranny. And, a lot of people like John in Ohio has called in a lot saying Corsi talks out of both sides of his mouth. I think this is an example of that. If indeed I can hear the piece, I'm not doubting you, but you sound legitimate, but I want to make sure that's happened first. But we'll probably see him. I bet it's already on YouTube. I bet he's already been on Fox backpedaling. Hey, look, there's no backpedaling out of this. It's a fact. The country's going to hell in a handbasket. The government's staging terror attacks. I mean, MSNBC just reported that Dick Cheney was planning terror attacks. And it just kind of was reported. And, oh, yeah, most respected investigative journalist in the U.S., I heard, said he was planning to stage terror attacks and blow up our ships. It's no big deal. Dick Cheney's good. You know, it's freedom. You know, killing people's good. I mean, you know, saying Al-Qaeda did it or Iran did it, it's freedom. You know. Same person we fingered for being the main operative running the operation, the commander of the operation, the center of the spider's web, the big fat black widow, Dick Robot Heart Chaining, nesting, and who pops out again wanting to stage terror attacks. I mean, you can't ignore this. You can't deny it. Oh, Alex, you really believe Cheney was planning to stage a terror attack? It's admitted. Do I believe it? It's admitted. And all of you detractors, all the people that deny and try to debunk and lie, you're all being discredited. And you better hope we win this fight against tyranny, buddy. All of you out there, because stuff's getting serious. And you think you're on the winning team, you're not. And it's disgusting what you're part of. Oh, man. Let me just read this story from Paul Watson here. Obama Fanatic Slam Author for Questioning 9/11, PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Watson. Establishment phonies, New York Times, attempt to stoke feigned controversy over Corsi's skepticism of official story, seemingly unaware that his doubts are shared by the majority of Americans. An army of frenzied Barack Obama acolytes have been busy attempting to smear writer Jerome Corsi, author of Obama Nation, by citing his skepticism towards the official 9/11 story, seemingly ignorant of the fact that such doubts are shared by the majority of Americans. The New York Times also got in on the act with a sneering attempt to validate the attack on Corsi, which is being supported by Obama's own campaign staff. By the way, the official campaign did pick up our story about Cheney wanting to stage terror attacks. It was then picked up by NBC. So they are watching us closely, and they should. We're the tip of the spear. The coordinated smear attempt is obviously born out of the concern that Corsi's 2004 book, Unfit for Command, basically sank John Kerry's presidential bid because it was the inspiration behind the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth campaign. The Times cites Corsi's appearance on the Alex Jones radio show, a forum for those who take a deeply skeptical view of the government's claims about the attacks, and says the video is making the rounds, especially among Obama supporters. Well, it mustn't be making it very far, because as of writing, the YouTube clip has a little over 5,000 views, which is the term of which, in terms of viral status, is a drop in the ocean. Yeah, viral's over a million. And you're hearing that directly from Mr. Viral Video. We had the first on the web, folks. The clip has Mr. Corsi discussing the findings of Stephen Jones, physicist and hero of the 9/11 Truth Movement, who claims to have evidence of the World Trade Center towers collapsed due to explosives inside the building, not just the planes hitting them during the attacks, reports the Times. So the good news is this is getting out. The fire from jet fuel does not burn enough to produce the physical evidence that he's proved. And produce, Mr. Corsi said. So when you've got science, but the hypothesis doesn't explain the evidence, then the hypothesis doesn't stand anymore. It doesn't mean that there are new hypotheses validated. It just means the government explanation of the jet fuel is not sufficient explanation to explain the evidence of these spheres, these microscopic spheres that Stephen Jones has proven existed in the WTC dust.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Release the
Donald
Trump.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones, on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, it looks like Larry King Lime. Bill O'Reilly and others talked about it last night. Oh, man. Boy, of course he is in deep water for coming on Alex Jones' show. Continuing, the New York Times quoted Corsi on my radio show. The New York Times simply reprints Corsi's quotes verbatim as if the words alone are enough to shame him. Every day we learn something new that completely undercuts Corsi's credibility, said Tommy Vitter, an Obama spokesman, in light of Mr. Corsi's remarks about 9/11. Here's a news flash from the New York Times and the mindless Obama cult members who think that questioning 9/11 is controversial and undercuts credibility. Skepticism of the official 9/11 story is shared by the majority of Americans, according to the official New York Times own poll on the subject. And we have a link to that. So this is what you need to be giving Obama bots. In fact, it undercuts Obama's credibility, in particular his meaningless soundbite platitude, stand for change, that he and his minions would so aggressively support an independent position on 9/11 that even the government-appointed 9/11 commission disbelieved. That's right. Even the 9/11 commission says the government lied and the commission was a fraud. But, oh, you can't have Corsi say that. You can't have us say that. It's insane. See, now it's going to be anti-Democrat to question 9/11, you see. An October 2006 CBS New York Times poll found that there was only 16% of Americans thought the U.S. government was telling the truth about 9/11. Did you hear that? That's a New York Times poll. A further 53% thought the White House was hiding something, and 28% said they were mostly lying. So, see, the vast majority doesn't believe it. 80-plus percent don't believe them. That's 81% who do not trust the official version of events, and 16 who do, with a further 3% that don't know category. In case Obama's campaign and its delirious followers are not too smart with their math, 16% is not a majority. 81% is fairly clear indication of where the majority of Americans stand with regard to the official 9/11 story. There's a whole bunch of polls that show 80, 82, 84. Those numbers just keep popping up. There's a bunch of polls that show 50-plus percent believe the government did it. Okay? They keep using a four-year-old poll about 36% thinking they did it. It goes on. So Obama supporters and campaigner managers, please stop it already with the feigned controversy and the hot air about Corsi's questioning 9/11. He's simply voicing doubt shared by the majority of Americans, and as such, attempting to smear him on this issue is the height of stupidity. Now go back to chanting your mindless, empty slogans about change while attacking anyone who questions the status quo you seem so rabidly eager to protect. Okay? That is the PrisonPlanet.com story, and we want everybody who is out there to get this and get it out to people in their area. It is very, very important. Helen in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, for an hour I've been trying to, of course, you're exactly right. In the Discovery Channel a few years ago, they said the hottest the fuel can get for jet fuel is 1,400 degrees, and then the necessary to achieve 2,400 degrees, 1,000 degrees hotter, for the fuel to even begin melting. That's an impossibility. And then the other point, too, if everybody who believes, you know, in patriotism, all this massive paradigm of invisible patriots, went to the voting polls and wrote in Dr. Ron Paul, could they change it that much if there's such a percentage? Because I think he would win.
Continue.
Oh, and that's the point. And I just also thought, too, if in 1953, John Swinton, former editor of the New York Times, said to his fellow journalists, a secret meeting which got out, and I heard it once on Coast to Coast overnight, quotation, he said, there's never been at this time of the world in America such a thing as an independent press. You and I both know that the business of the journalists to destroy, to pervert the truth, to just to lie outright.
You said it, Helen. We got a break. We'll be right back. Go ahead and get me Gemma.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Or below.